Watch, the government killed my business, says anti-lockdown protester. By Kurt Zindulka on October 27, 2020. At a Stop the New Normal protest in London on Saturday, thousands of Britons demonstrated against the British government's China virus restrictions, including one woman who claimed the lockdowns have destroyed her business. In a message to Prime Minister Boris Johnson's government, an anti-lockdown protester told Breitbart London, "Yeah, thanks for killing my business and making me lose everything I have." She said that she 100% blames the government for her business's failing, explaining that she works in the beauty industry and used to sell cruise packages. "With the beauty, even though I am now allowed to return to work under strict conditions, but nobody really goes out anymore. Not many people are going on holiday, so my client base is non-existent basically," the protester explained. She said that she feels the lockdowns are unnecessary, claiming, "There's herd immunity, I have an immune system, I have no fear of this virus. I'm not saying there isn't a virus out there, but I'm saying I don't fear it. It's killing the economy, it's killing people, stopping people being able to visit people in hospitals, in care homes, it's damaging every aspect of life," she went on. As to why she thought the government has persisted in imposing restrictions, she said, "They want to control everyone, these are just the first steps now. Mask everybody, then it's going to be the vaccine, you won't be able to travel without it. It's just all control." In the period between April and June, during the height of the lockdown restrictions, the economy of the United Kingdom saw the largest contraction in recorded history, falling by 19.8% during the three-month period. It is clear that the UK is in the largest recession on record. The latest estimates show that the UK economy is now 21.8% smaller than it was at the end of 2019, highlighting the unprecedented size of this contraction, the Office for National Statistics said in September. Between May and July, the unemployment rate rose to 4.5%, and redundancies climbed to 114,000, the highest level recorded since the 2009 economic collapse. In September, an estimated 2.7 million people were claiming employment-related benefits from the government, an increase of 1.5 million since the start of the lockdown. With the prospect of more lockdown measures being imposed during the winter months, economic forecasters are predicting that the UK will face a double-dip recession, as economic output has already dropped 10% over last year. Research director of the Resolution Foundation, James Smith, said, "It wouldn't surprise me if the fourth quarter was a contraction on the quarter. So there's definitely a risk you end up in a double-dip recession." Smith also warned that the first quarter of 2021 could be damaged if coronavirus restrictions are still in place. Follow Kurt Zindulka on Twitter here, @KurtZindulka.